Every fall, there's a roundup of the herd here just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. You can even bring a horse or rent one and help corral hundreds of bison roaming one of the largest islands in the nation. It's part of our Best of 2013 series, and it's next on this edition of the American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit AgriGold.com.
Hey, this is Reba McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In the Great Salt Lake lies Antelope Island. Its 28,000 acres were long used by ranchers to graze sheep. Today, Jeremy Shaw helps oversee a different kind of herd for the state of Utah.
We've got one of the largest publicly owned herds of bison, American bison, in the country. So we've got right around, you'll see between 500 and 700 bison, depending on what time of year.
The Island Ranch is part of Antelope Island State Park.
We round up all the bison and auction them off in the fall. So every October, we round every bison up off the island, and we run them through, and we give them shots, and we check them and make sure they're healthy. And then we keep about 200 to 250, and then we auction those off. The other 500, we turn back out on the island, and they just free range.
Until the 1960s, you had to get here by boat. Today, an earthen causeway brings visitors.
We also have a really good herd of pronghorn antelope. We've got some great big mule deer. And we've got some California bighorn sheep. Those are the most common that people will see. But
there are saltwater beaches here that make swimmers float like a cork, plus much more.
And then we've got about 30 miles of non-motorized trail. We've got a hike that's the Frary Peak hike that takes you to the highest point on the island. And if you can get to the top of that peak and look around, it's a scene that you're not going to see anywhere else in the world. It's amazing. It's probably one of my favorite places I've ever been to just sit and soak it in.
From the peak, you can see the cities of the Salt Lake Valley. Yet from this island's high point, you'll feel like you are at one of the most remote and beautiful points on Earth. Traveling the countryside on Antelope Island, Utah, I'm Andrew McCrae.